Welcome to Washington in Focus. I'm your host, Brett Davis, the Center Square's Washington State editor. Joining me today is reporter Spencer Pauley. So there was an election on Tuesday, and as far as the Seattle City Council goes, it looks like a possible shakeup there, as three incumbents are trailing in the latest election results. It's my understanding that four of the nine city council seats are guaranteed to flip this election, and a fifth would become vacant if city council member Teresa Mosqueda wins her race for the county council, which I think she is at the moment.
She's up 51%, but good job, right. Brett. You got everything right.
So it looks like the council could be shifting toward the political center. Is that right? And can you give us some details on who's winning and who's losing and what that means?
Well, it does look like the city council is going to be shifting more to the left center here after this election race, but it's not all said and done yet. So there are three different districts in Seattle where the incumbent council members are losing. District 2, which represents the Chinatown International District. Currently, Tammy Morales, the incumbent, is losing to community activist Tanya Wu, who currently has 54% of the votes. In District 6, former Fremont small business owner Pete Hanning and Dan Strauss are neck and neck at 50%. Hanning is currently winning by a difference of 185 votes, so that one will be one to keep an eye out right now.
Very close.
And then over in District 7, which represents the Queen Anne neighborhood and downtown Seattle, stay-at-home father Bob Kettle is beating incumbent Andrew Lewis by 56% of the votes right now. So it looks like the city is kind of looking to switch things up as we're seeing more crime, more homeless, and an increasing drug problem.
I haven't been keeping up with the polling on these races, but are these results surprising, or were they expected? Or
I have to say personally myself, I am very surprised that the three incumbents are losing, especially with many of them are only having served one term up until this point. Now, a lot of these other council members have been a long time, said they're done after this year. So you're going to see in District 1, Rob Sacco, who is an attorney, is winning by 59% of the votes. In District 3, which is where Capitol Hill is, for those who are outside Seattle, might know it as where the Chaz protest was. And currently Joy Hollingsworth, a former basketball player, for Arizona University, is winning by 57% of the votes. And then District 4, Maritza Rivera is winning by 55%. She works at the Seattle Office of Arts and Culture. And then in District 5, the one that is looking like it's sold and said and done is Kathy Moore, former King County Superior Court judge, is winning with 70% of the votes. So what you're seeing here is a lot of these candidates are more left-leaning, but they are not too far left. I think what we saw in current council is a lot of progressives here, specifically in District 3, which is the Capitol Hill area, was seated by Kashama Sawant, a socialist, but neither of the candidates here.
Who could forget her?
Yeah, she's always stirring the pot a little bit with the council meetings, my experience I've seen.
Agreed. I covered many, many stories about her. Never a dull moment with her. So the other big news out of the election is that Seattle voters have overwhelmingly approved, it seems, a nearly $1 billion housing levy. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell proposed this affordable housing levy to replace a current levy that does basically the same thing. It's sitting at 66% approval, which is given enough for Seattle city officials to celebrate, pat themselves on the back for a job well done.
Two-thirds is a pretty good margin.
I would say so. This levy will collect $970 million over 7 years, and your average Seattle homeowner will probably pay somewhere around $383 a year in property taxes. Now, this collected revenue will go to help create over 3,100 affordable homes throughout the city. As many people know, as I've covered probably on a weekly basis, the city has an affordable housing crisis on their hands right now. And I think the city is saying we need to have the property owners currently in the city help pay for that and fix the issue at hand. So it seems like a lot of voters are in agreement. And so that has been looking like it's going to be approved here.
And now we'll see if they can just follow through and actually produce some results.
Yes. Well, that leads into this another thing I want to note there, and I noted in my story here, is that a recent survey from the Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce recently found that 68% of the respondents within the city do not trust the city to spend their tax dollars responsibly. So,
so 68% don't trust this, the city to spend their money properly, but 66% of voters are approving the levy.
It sounds funny enough as it is, but I think it is more pointing towards the city council being kind of uplifted here and shaken up. I think we're going to see that play at hand. So when the next survey comes in, we'll have to see if, you know, approval by the city residents are improved, I suppose is the best way to phrase it.
All right. Well, if we see a slightly less progressive city council, it'll be interesting to see if there are any policy changes based on that. I'm not holding my breath.
I'll keep an eye on it for you, Brett, and for all the listeners.
Thanks. Listeners can keep up with this story and more at thecentersquare.com. For Spencer Pauley, this is Brett Davis. Please subscribe and thanks for listening.